Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Power of Love Show, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power of Love Radio Show, sponsored by the Judy Jackson Foundation, where we shine light on loss and grief and how it impacts our lives. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. We believe that through the power of love, that nothing is impossible with love on your side. I am Terrell Jackson. TJ is not here in the studio, but I am also joined with...
Moi.
What is that?
with my
older brother, Todd.
Yes, you're knowledgeable. Older brother.
What's going on, Taj?
What's going on?
It's just you and I in here today.
Yes, it is. Like old times.
So we're going to try to hold it down. Let's start. If we're going to open up the phone lines later in the show. I'll give the number right now. It's 323-203-0815. Again, that is 323-203-0815. Todd, are you going to be on Twitter?
Yes, of course.
All right, go for it.
The Twitter is at DDJ Foundation. Again, it's at DDJ Foundation. So I will be manning the Twitters to, if you have any comments or questions as well.
Yeah, contribute.
Yes.
We like that. Todd, you want to do the disclaimer? Thank you.
Not really, but he's handing it to me, so let me do it.
There you
okay.
Go.
Disclaimer. We are not licensed therapists. We are just ordinary people who have experienced loss in our lives, have been impacted by it, and have learned from it. And we want to share our opinions in an attempt to help you overcome what you are going through. Saying that, if you need professional help, we urge you to seek it and find it. Don't just rely on us.
Very good, Taj. It's well done.
Thank you.
How do you feel?
Good. Feel good. That was a good reading. starting the show off.
Yeah,
good.
You're starting the show off. So let's talk about our weeks before we get into topic.
You should go first because I have to think about my week. I don't even remember what I did. I got to go look at my calendar.
Yeah, it was like that, huh?
Yeah.
My week was pretty. I guess it was pretty simple. It's the first time I had no baseball,
mm-hmm.
So it was. I did have Bryce's team party, although half the team wasn't able to make it. Other than that, it was. Pretty
Father's
chill.
Day.
Did I had Father's Day. Yes.
I'm looking. I'm cheating. I'm going backwards on the
Father's
calendar.
Day.
See,
Father's Day was very chill.
Yeah,
Father's Day was very chill. The weekend was chill, so it was good. I'm happy.
I'm doing a lot of catching up, so that's on my shows that I watch, but also just cleaning. So after because the video was a lot of work. You know what I mean? So I had to push the music video. So I had to push things aside. Now I'm finally cleaning up a lot of stuff. So,
you know what I did this weekend?
What?
I've played it before when back in the day, but I was kind of saving it for later, like nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Golf.
Really?
I didn't go this weekend, but I played, once in a while here and there with some friends back in the day.
Yeah.
But I was always saving it for when I was older and didn't really play baseball and basketball as much. I'd have a sport to get into. But I never really got into watching golf.
Yeah.
But this past weekend, I got into it.
To watching it?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I followed the U.S. Open. It was pretty interesting. Pretty fun to watch. And I'm looking forward to the next one,
Interesting.
Yeah, I know.
Golf to me is like baseball. As much as I love baseball, I can't watch baseball. It's one of the most boring sports.
I was right there with you, but
golf
for some reason,
baseball.
I don't know. For some reason, I got into it. I got into it.
Yeah.
But I thought it was
people that love it, more power to you.
It was a difficult course. It was in, I think it was New York. Yeah. But the wind was crazy. It was good. It was good.
Oh, World Cup started. As well.
Yes. Yes. And I also meant to say that, too.
Yeah. The World Cup started.
Have you seen any of the matches?
I actually saw the Brazil. Yeah.
Of course you did.
Yeah. And
they won?
No. Tied.
Tied.
Yeah.
I saw Mexico beat Germany.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's going to be interesting World Cup. My thoughts of Brazil since no one asked. But I think they, as long as they're hungry, mm-hmm. The one thing I hate watching these games is when people just go through the motions and there's all these players that are contracted for more money, in Euro leagues and all that stuff. So they don't want to get hurt. So they're just going through the motions, you know. So I think Brazil now, they have a lot of younger people so that are hungry. So they're diving and all that stuff. When before they were just trouncing around trying not to get hurt. So I think that's a good thing, too. Yeah. You know how I feel with heart. You got to have heart. You got to leave it on the field.
Definitely have to have heart.
I want to say something, though, too.
Go ahead, Josh.
This has nothing to do with our week or whatever, but also a shout out to Nicola. She's needs some support right now. Her father's ill, and she's trying to get back to him. And she's going to see him on June 22nd, but she's feeling guilty and stuff like that. So just we want to send our love and support. Yeah. And, you know, it's easier said than done, but, you know, you have a lot of support in the community. I was reading a lot of the texts, and a lot of our community is reaching out to her as well. And she's always been so supportive. So you have our support and love too. And don't let that guilt eat up, you know. Yes. Stay positive, watch some comedies and funny things. I always watch Three Stooges when I really feel low. It's for me that, cause it's just so silly. And so cartoons as well, but try and stay in that happy place. And cause the more you think about it, the more, you know, but that's going to go into our topic as well in terms, but I just wanted to throw that out there.
Well, since you brought it up, won't you, before let's talk about, Sunday.
Yes. This Sunday we are having, a softball game for DDJF actually. And it's going to also raise awareness and help save Saving Carter.
Right.
So we're really excited about it. It's at Encino Little League, mm-hmm. which has a field named after my mom and our mom, I should say, as I'm looking at you and my mom too, but it's called the D.D. Jackson Field, and super excited about this. This is something that I wanted to do. We've wanted to do a softball charity game. And we have some celebs stopping by as well.
Got
my pops and Uncle Jackie stopping by to play. So
it's a game for a cause.
Yes.
And the cause we're trying to help out with the Saving Carter. Carter is a 6-year-old boy who suffers from Sanfilippo syndrome.
Yeah.
That's how you pronounce it.
Yeah.
Which is a disorder similar to childhood Alzheimer's. I guess they're saying it's pretty much childhood Alzheimer's. And the family is trying to raise $1 million to save his life. And I believe currently they have a GoFundMe page, and they're around 350. And the father of Carter is a friend of Brianna's. They went to high school back in the day. So it's very close to home, the story. And you know, a lot of celebrities have been helping. It's been on the news. Everyone's trying to help and do their part. And DDJF, we're no different. We're trying to help and bring awareness and contribute any way possible. So this Sunday, if you can make out, if you're local, try to get there. I think we're going to have more information on the Instagram.
We're going to probably flood a lot of our social media outlets.
Instagram, Facebook.
So be on the lookout for it. Yeah. We're real excited. Got to start stretching already.
Yeah, it'll be fun, but it's
going to be a
great
fun
cause.
Day. Yes.
And just like everything else, we all have to help out.
Yep.
You know. Want to go for the topic, Taj?
I liked how you started it with the topic when we were discussing about it.
I don't remember.
I labeled the topic, but I don't know.
We basically have a lot of mini topics, I guess. Well, but it all ties in together because there's just lately, it seems like a lot has been going on. And
it's almost like a soul dump. You know, like, you know how they have news dumps where you dump out or
it's heavy.
It's beyond heavy. I shouldn't even try and use long words like that. It's disheartening.
Is that the word you're going to use?
No, discerning.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, but disheartening sounded better. But it is, you know, the first thing I do, which is what you shouldn't do, is I go on my phone and look at Twitter.
I haven't been on Twitter much.
It's not good. No matter, I don't care. Even if you look for the best news ever, it's 90% of it is bad news, and it's not the way to start your day. Luckily, I'm pretty optimistic and happy, so it kind of counters it. But if I was in a state where I was depressed or upset, it would just add on to that.
So is that where you're going to get news and things?
Oh, Twitter is incredible for that. But I also cross-reference. You know, that's, okay. I think that's the danger, is that people, they see something on the news or whatever, and they just take it as gospel. You know, right, us growing up,
right,
you know,
right.
We know better to do that. So I cross-reference. I look at a couple of different sources and try and get the truth out of it. But it's just, it's really hard out there. And, right. and when I say hard out there, I mean in terms of being a good person, like actually, you know, there's no empathy, you know, there's no.
Right. And that, you know, I should mention somebody passed away this weekend. A music artist, XXXTentacion, I think that's how you pronounce his name. I had no idea.
Had no idea. Yeah, you, both of us.
Yeah, I did not know who this person was. But I saw that he had been shot. And I looked into it because, you know, obviously he was, I think, 19 or 20 years old. And I did some research. I wanted to know who he was and, you know, everything. And then it came out that he was pronounced dead. And it bothered me. It really bothered me. I felt like I was affected, and I still am. I looked into him and wanted to learn more about him. And I guess he's one of those problematic artists that I guess this new generation embraces, you know, and there's discussions about that all on the comments, and there's people that support him. There's people that are against him.
And then he was trying to turn the corner up.
Yeah. Yeah. They, cause we talked to a younger friend who told us that, you know, they had just came
that he looked
from
up to him.
A school dance. Yeah. And the whole dance was, everyone was crying.
Devastated. Yeah.
Because they all looked up to him, and, you know, I guess he had some problems in his past, but was turning the corner, was trying to make, you know, changes and do positive things. And then this happens. And the thing that bothered me was some of the comments I was reading on it, which they were disturbing, because some were just happy.
Explain. Paraphrase some of them, because I know.
Some people were yay, you know, thank goodness, who's next, one off the earth. And it bothered me because it's a human at the end of the day. It's still a human. And I guess he had done some things in the past that were not good.
You know,
there was a domestic violence situation with I think his pregnant girlfriend, you know. But at the end of the day, you know, now he's gone. The child's going to be born into this world without a father. And, you know, like we said earlier, he was trying to make changes and be more positive.
And just to be completely honest, we still don't know everything about him anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, we're just going off of what we read. But at the same time, it goes to the bigger picture of not being empathetic in general, in terms of, and I see a lot of this on Twitter. And I kept telling Terrell, which was kind of weird for me, but I was like, why is this affecting you so much? Remember, we were we play video games at night. And so while he's talking about it, he's like, it kept bothering him. And I'm like, why is this affecting you so much? But the reason I was like that was because what was affecting me, you know, which probably was affecting him too, was seeing all the children, you know, or hearing about the children, you know, at the border getting separated from their parents. So it's like almost like empathy overload, in terms of like there's so much going on that you kind of get numb to it, and that's the worst scenario that you can be in. And I am kind of scared of that, because I'm starting to get numb, and I'm not like that. And this bothered the children thing really bothered me, because it's like, I, as you said, I was reading comments, and people are like, well, they're illegal anyway. And you know, they shouldn't.
That's the kind of.
And well, the parents knew that going in. And so, you know, we have to. There is that. But there was also, which was even worse, which really makes me upset, is that the I was there first attitude, you know, that some people have, like, I got mine, so no one else is going to get theirs kind of thing. Mm-hmm. The selfish attitude. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of like, well, they were illegal, and they don't, you know, or we've let enough of them in, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, look, our country was founded on immigrants. You know, we're a nation of immigrants. And it's just so, it's hypocritical in a way. And I can't stand hypocrites. But I know
there's so much gray area. It's tough,
I know, it is.
At the end of the day, everybody's human. And that, I think, overrules everything.
Everyone's trying to make a better life for themselves. And that's the thing. And when we lose empathy, we lose everything. I really believe that. And we have a certain scenario where that's kind of the game plan, is to divide us. And I know we have some obviously foreign listeners and stuff like that, so they might already be accustomed to it in their country, while this is still new to us. In terms of that, they might be like, oh, well, we've dealt with it, you know, because they've had, I mean, their countries have been around a lot longer than ours. So it's like, that's, for me, it's just, it bothers me.
So let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Do you think we're getting better? Do you think we're uniting? No. Or do you think we're separating?
I think we're separating. I think now there's two camps. Like, it's two teams. I've read a lot of stuff and I've seen a lot. We're separated into teams. Like, you're in this camp or you're in this camp. And if you're in this camp, you're not listening to anything that's in the other camp. Whatever they say, even if it's true.
Now, is this just in America or is this worldwide, you think?
I think a lot of the world has seen how media can be corrupted. Mm-hmm. And when I say corrupted, I just mean like they can feed you false information. So I think a lot of the world, they don't take things for granted. They kind of do their own research. We here in America, we literally still, what we hear, what we read, you know, just like on Facebook or whatever, we think it's the truth. I mean, we're a very gullible nation, I should say. And that's been proven. It's not me saying that. Yeah, we don't check facts. It's like, that's why, you know, the election went the way it did. It was because there was a lot of fake ads on Facebook and people just read them and thought they were true. that's the world we live in. And, you know, we grew up differently where we knew that facts, you know, what the facts were. And then we'd see the media spin it and try and lie about our family or whatever. So I've never believed everything that you read or see, you know, in terms of, I have to go in and search it, which everyone should.
Right.
You know, do your research, be educated.
So where does social media come into play with all this?
Social media for me, I feel like a guest. Hey, social media for me, I feel like, it amplifies it first of all, but also social media is almost like a popularity contest. You're valued by how many Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
Did it change?
What?
The social media. Was it always about that?
It was always about that. But what switched it was that now a lot of, and it's in every avenue, a lot. Before it was like, okay, well, we still have our people that are respected. And then there's the social media people. Now it's merged. So now you can be a social media star with X amount of influencers and be more important than this person, you know, that is an artist that is, and I'm not saying they're not an artist, but I'm saying that if someone has a million followers on Instagram, they're more important than a songwriter that's written this amount of songs or whatever. And they're taking
in
selfies.
In the social media world.
But that's the world we live in now.
Is that?
Yes.
Really? Do you like social media?
No.
You don't?
No. That's why I don't post a lot, because it really hurts me. I feel like I'm being a hypocrite every time I post, because it's a necessary evil. I like to connect with the fans and the people and my friends. But at the same time, it really is. You're seeing the best parts of people.
Right.
You know, the dog pictures, the cat pictures, the smiling, the hugging.
You see all the good.
You see all the good.
You try to see it's quote unquote perfection.
Yeah. So
life is perfection.
Life is perfection. And so people think, oh, they have it so good. Why am I so sad? And so I don't like that aspect of it. It's almost like every life is getting photoshopped. you know what I mean? It's not real. It's not real life. It's through a filter. Great.
I like social media because I can get a lot of news. Well, I see. With my life, I feel like I don't follow a lot of stuff that goes on. I follow a lot of sports.
Yeah.
Well, because it's not heavy.
You're protected then. Yeah.
Yes. So a lot of stuff that I follow is sports related. So I'm following what's going on news-wise like that. I don't really keep up. And it's embarrassing to say. I don't really keep up with with what goes on in
I'm
the
happy
world
you
that
don't.
Much.
I'm
because,
happy you don't. Because you,
and
you
I
would
think
take
I do that
really
on purpose
too serious.
Because
yeah.
it's too much.
You see,
there's issues everywhere.
There's issues everywhere, and the littlest things would bother you because people are not nice anymore.
They're not. No. And I think that's the biggest problem I have. I feel like people comment just so they can get more views or more likes or just get a reaction because that drives them up the ladder for likes and comments and yeah. social media followers.
Well, I've done a lot of research, believe it or not. So I am the guest for today. There's two ways of thinking of it. First of all, back in the day, when you post, you were anonymous. So you could, in your head, mm-hmm. when you read these nasty comments, you go, oh, well, it's just an anonymous person, you know. But now people have come out of the woodworks. They're posting their picture, their name. They're not ashamed of being, I don't want to say ignorant, but mean, you know.
Because they want to be noticed.
Yes.
A lot of
so them. Before you were like, oh, it's just some, you don't care who it is. You know, it's anonymous. But when you're scrolling, you're reading comments, and you see someone's face, and you're like, that person really says that about me or thinks that, mm-hmm. and they don't even know me. That it hurts a little. It's a little sting.
So I think this is where I get irritated. Does a person really think that, or do they do that so they can get attention?
No.
Because either way to me is wrong.
There are some people that love pushing the envelope and pushing and getting people's reaction because it is a proven fact that negativity sells more than positivity. And if you're on a site that it's all about clicks or views, then that's helping you. So they'll take the opposite approach of everything just to get people irritated. There's those people. But then there are really people, and I hate to say it, but there are really people out here there that are A, racist, B, mm-hmm. you know, bigots, and that really believe that believe that they, whoever it is, they are the superior race.
And that's...
Or the superior sex, you know, and that's scary. And they really believe it. And they have a voice now, where before mm-hmm. they were called out and they were like, you know, that's ridiculous. Now people are actually grouping up. There's a community now. So that's where it's a little different. And it's good that it's bad that you're in your little bubble, but you're still aware.
I'm gonna come out a little bit to see
it's
what's
not
going
a,
on.
It's
but,
not a,
but I think with social media, it's like the important things, the big things, you can't avoid it. You see it somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I still get my little CNN notifications and my billboard stuff. So I see what's going on a little bit, you know.
But it's just a weird thing because even so, like, you look on it, and whether it's Twitter or Instagram or Facebook, you look at it and you say, okay, how many followers do I have? And then you look at it, and it's like it's a value thing, and it shouldn't be. Because I'm looking, and I've seen people with 30 million, 60 million followers. And it makes me feel like crap because I'm like, you know, what are they doing? Mm-hmm. But then I can only imagine what someone that has 5 followers is thinking. You know?
Yeah.
That's you know, think about that.
I haven't even been looking for phone calls.
Oh, I thought we weren't online. Or live. I was like, we've been talking.
Oh, they just hung up.
I forgot. Call back. Yeah.
Call back whoever that was.
Yeah. We do want to talk to you. Terrell's not been...
Sorry, I've been looking at you talking.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's good. A good host then.
So do you think we've lost... Oh, there she is. Hold on. Let me see. Hello. Who's calling on the Power of Love?
Hi, this is Carol. How you guys doing?
Hey Carol.
How you doing?
I am really, really good. I'm feeling much better and everything.
I love it.
It must be so hard to be famous when people post things and everything because it hurts.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I have some good news.
All right.
For a change.
Good news is great.
My friend Jill got operated on yesterday. This is her second operation. She had clogged arteries, and she got through the operation.
Oh, wow.
Yesterday.
That's amazing.
And she's a diabetic and everything, and... it got a little bit worse last year. It's improving. And, you know, when you're on disability, you don't have enough money for food. So I've been buying her quite a bit of food, and it improved her diabetes.
Aww.
It made me so happy. It made me so happy that she got through it because I lost 2 friends this year to cancer and everything. And So it's like a weight is lifted up off of me and everything.
Oh,
I'm happy.
I'm really happy to hear that too. And I we hear it in your voice, Carol, which is great. You know, because
oh my gosh, it was like draining to me. I felt like if she was gonna die, I felt like I was dying with her. You know, and everything. And then I shared stuff about you with her and everything. It always lifted her spirit.
Oh. Yeah, I think the thing too is we got to remember we're in a way we're batteries, and we have you. It's hard because we give and give, you know, at the same time. But it is like it. You have to always recharge in a way as well. But I'm so yeah. happy that you're happy, because that's now you're fully charged. It sounds like.
And I'm exercising again and everything.
Yep, see,
and
you
know, I get tired at times and stuff like that. You know, but that's the norm and everything. And I want to be there for the people. I want to help people. And I want to make a big difference to people and everything. So I was wondering, on Sunday, can I bring some food?
Oh. I think there's food already there
yeah.
at the event.
Yeah.
You know, I thought about bringing stuff from Costco, like potato salad.
Sweet.
You guys are all good?
Yes.
Yeah, I believe so. But thank you very much.
That is so sweet. Thank you so
very
much.
Thoughtful.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you guys mean so much to me. You guys have helped me out like you wouldn't believe.
Aw, we really appreciate that.
And my birthday, it was on Father's Day, and people called me up, and they cheered me up and everything. I went out with my friend Jill, the one who got operated on yesterday.
Happy
I got
lady.
Sick with a stomach flu on Sunday, and I go, what's this? But we're always laughing together and everything, and I always play back, you know, when I talk to you, and she just enjoys it.
Well, I'm happy everything went well. It sounds like you had a very busy weekend, but a very positive one.
Yeah, so. And happy belated birthday.
Yes, and it's nice to have friends who love me and care about me. It's nice to have Tiffany and April. Mm. They make me really happy.
Oh, good. That makes us happy, knowing that there's that community out there, support
definitely.
And love.
And thank you for, you know, the Mother's Day thing, you know, about people who don't have mothers anymore. That really made me happy.
Oh, yeah.
And you guys always think about people on the holidays, and that's like the hardest times.
That is very much the hardest times, and we're more aware of it now, but just because of the fact that there aren't people that have mothers or fathers and everyone else is celebrating, and it's hard because you see that you witness that, and for you it might be a painful experience because it brings back memories and so we're very much aware of that, but I think the show has helped us too to kind of be open and think in that way and think about, you know, being in different situations
and I can't believe this weather. I couldn't believe how cold it was on my birthday. It's usually like 100 plus.
Yeah, the weather
it's
changed.
It's crazy. You just don't know what to wear, you know?
I love it.
The weather
I love
did
it.
Change because I know exactly
and
what you're talking
about. And thank you
for
being there. I really appreciate you guys so much. I'm sorry you guys had to suffer the loss of your mom. I'm really sorry that your kids didn't get to know them. It's just really hard what you guys went through.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, Carol. Thank you so much for the call, too.
Okay.
Keep up that lovely spirit. I love it.
Go ahead. What was you going to say?
Oh, no, I said keep up your lovely spirit. I love it.
Yeah. You guys are super duper.
Thank you very much, Carol.
Take care.
You have a good one.
Take care.
All right.
Okay, bye.
The phones are lighting up. Hold on, let's take one more. Hello, who's calling the Power of Love radio show?
Hi, it's Meredith.
Hi, Meredith.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. It's been a long time.
Yes, it has.
Huh? How's everything going with you?
I just wanted to comment, especially when she talked about the Mother's Day thing. Of course, I lost my mom in February. And, yeah, your guys' show has definitely helped prepare me actually for that process, because I knew it eventually would happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely wanted to one day thank you guys. I work now Wednesday, so I don't get to hear you guys. But also, to get back to your topic on social media, social media can be sort of draining, like you said, you get on there and you hear so many negative things, or you just see things that are just so ridiculous at times. It's like, I tell people, even with Facebook, I basically go on Facebook to see if there's any humorous things on there, mm-hmm. because you get all these different viewpoints, and uh-huh. then you get all, it seems like sometimes it's just so negative all yeah. the time. And so I definitely understand, Todd, what you're saying about it. You want to stay away from it sometimes, but at the same time, it is useful.
Yeah.
But I definitely get where you're coming from.
Yeah, it's so hard because, you know, when especially what me and my brothers do, we're supposed to be connected. We're supposed to be there and post and this
it's
and that.
For me,
and it's, it really is hard in that way. And there's people that don't even know you that are posting negative things about you and this and
they have something to say.
Yeah. Like, I'll give you a perfect example for, my anniversary, which mm-hmm. probably I should have mentioned on what we did this week. I my 5-year anniversary. Yeah, I was no, because it's not on my calendar, because it's in my brain. Yes, so I had my 5-year anniversary, and it was incredible. And we watched The Incredibles mm-hmm, too, mm-hmm. which was great as well. You went had a movie night.
What was all this in the intro?
I know, but why I'm saying that is because I posted a picture of Tiana, mm-hmm. and I was going through the comments, and they were so wonderful. And then there's this one comment. And it really upset me. She goes, "Oh, she's not black." Figures.
Oh Lord.
and I looked at the face, and it wasn't even it was a Caucasian lady that said it. And I'm like, it. See, I don't know how at 100 comments
exactly,
that bothered me.
One, see,
that bothered me. About. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to let it, because I'm like, this person doesn't even know me well mm-hmm. enough to know that, you know.
But that's all it takes,
you know.
And then that's the one comment yeah. that you stick to.
Yeah, and that was, and I was like, she doesn't even know my life, but she felt the need to go on my Instagram and post that, and it's still there. I was debating taking it down. I'm like, no, I'm gonna leave it there.
Yeah, you gotta leave it.
No, don't take it down. Don't let it get to.
Oh, I didn't mean take down the post. I meant take down the comment. But yeah, no.
I mean, yeah, but it's funny you would say that, because okay, I follow you guys, and of course I follow your father and your uncle too. You guys know I'm a big fan of your uncles and father. Well, somehow, you know how you can trigger? And somehow I saw Figgy's page. And so I happened to see a video. And they were talking about exactly what you just talked about. I mean, their video was funny. Because, I mean, if you fall in love with someone, you just fall in
you
love
fall
with
them. You fall in love
it.
With them. Doesn't
First of
matter.
All, I don't know why people make a big deal out of that. It's not like, if that's not who you're with, why should it be any of your business?
Yeah.
That's one thing I have learned. If it don't concern me, it's not my business. So
yeah.
I don't like when people make those negative comments. And I will tell you guys this, even though I don't know you that well. One time, TJ was going back and forth with some people. And, you know, I'm very defensive with people that I think are nice. And I almost got on his page and was about to lay it to whoever it was. Like, if you leave him alone.
I love it.
TJ's going
like,
back
no,
and forth, huh?
I must stay nice, because then TJ would think I'm crazy, too. Like, who is she?
Yeah.
So, but, no, don't. People do that. It's so silly. I mean, I think people, like you said, do it because they want attention. They
yeah.
want that. They want someone else to agree with them and come on and start a big thing. So it's
yeah.
good you ignored
but
it.
That, but that's the
first
exactly
of all, they better leave
about.
You alone, because you're having that baby and leave her. <about
it>. Yeah, I know. I can't be.
But
I got to be prepared for that.
No. But I am wishing you guys a great game. I was like, too bad it's not next week. I officially moved there next week. I was like, man, they're having it this Sunday. So, but have fun at the game. But thank you for taking my call, and I wish you guys the best.
Well, thank you. Real quick, I want to ask you, how was Mother's Day for you?
I tried to sort of ignore it. I will tell you this. My mom, of course, was in church. Sunday was the first time I went to her church, because I wanted to go before I moved. And I thought I could take it, and I literally was in there less than 5 minutes, and I had to run out because I couldn't bear it. I think I finally was letting out. I didn't cry a lot since she passed away. I have different spells. That time I finally let out. I was like crying, I miss my mommy. And it's hard. Mother's Day, I just tried to ignore it. I didn't go on the social media too much. I mean, I did do a dedication to her, but I ignore it. I mean, even now, I don't talk about it a lot because I try not to break down. The other show that you guys had about the kids and things, that show got to me when I was listening to the podcast of it. And she talked about my kids and my daughter, my 10-year-old. I didn't realize how much she must be holding it in because she wouldn't cry. Because she was there at the hospital when my mom died, too. And she wasn't really showing emotion. And the first time she showed emotion was when my oldest daughter was thinking about staying here and not coming with us out there. And she finally cried and said, they called my mom, ma'am. She was like, ma'am left us first, and now you're leaving us. And that sort of got to me because that was the first time she really let out her emotions. But Mother's Day, to answer your question, I sort of ignored the day.
Yeah.
It's not easy. It's definitely not easy. Do you feel, I don't want to shift your mood, but do you feel talking about it, talking about your mother and crying, do you feel that helps you or not yet?
It helps me to talk about my mom when I'm, how can I put it, not the loss of her. It's more of like things like funny things, like cleaning out my freezer and I see that she has food in there, like dressing from 2016. And she cleaned that freezer out earlier last summer, so you know it was in there then. That's the kind of talk about. And I'll talk to her like, you know you should have threw this out. So I talk about funny things, like stuff she did. But for me to talk about everything I went through with the hospice and actually having to clean her, take her to the bathroom, all that kind of stuff, it's sort of hard for me to get into because the only person that would understand is my 18-year-old daughter who did exactly everything I did as far as changing her, cleaning her. She did, too, which I know was a lot for an 18-year-old.
Well, just remember, she's always with you.
Yeah, I always think about you guys, even though I know you lost your mom suddenly. That's, like I said, I have to tell you, this show helped me prepare me for the situation and the guest. The one particular guest you had on there, Amy, for Good to Go, she was the one I did do a lot of communication back with through Facebook Messenger, and her encouraging words, she helped me a lot. So.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear, and I'm so thankful.
I
don't want to take up your time. So you guys have a great show, and once again, good luck.
Thank you.
Don't play too hard.
We won't.
Thank you so much for your call.
Bye. Right,
take care. Phones are just coming in.
Yeah.
Should we take another?
Yeah, let's take one more or a couple more. Let's see.
Thanks for calling The Power of Love. Who's on the line?
Hi, this is Tiffany in Texas.
Tiffany in Texas. How are you doing?
Doing good. How are y'all?
Doing well.
The y'all always gets me too.
I'm sorry, that just comes out naturally. This is how I greet everybody.
Good. Don't change it. Don't change it.
I like it.
Oh.
How's everything going?
I had wanted to contribute to your topic about like negative stuff as far as being on Twitter and everything. I'm on Twitter all day, every day. I'm on Twitter right now. That is where I usually get my news and all this sort of stuff. But I have mine like tailored to my interests.
Right.
So I like your music and the Jackson's music and, you know, all this sort of stuff. And, you know, basically what I don't like, I just mute it and it kind of disappears from my timeline. But as far as the negativity, I've run across plenty of negative people, especially with, you know, the particular day in June coming up. And a lot of people want to show how ignorant they are about a particular member of your family. You know, I know it bothers some people. Some comments are off the rails. But for me personally, it's the best feeling in the world to just personally drag somebody all over here and yonder on Twitter and give them the truth. That is one thing that I've always noticed, and I know a lot of Jackson fans in general will agree with me, is, you know, people will come and say all of this sort of stuff. They probably ripped from the National Enquirer or something. And when we try to say something that is based in truth and based in fact, they kind of self-combust and don't know how to act, really.
Yeah. Do you think they even acknowledge it and try and seek the truth, or do you think they just don't care and they don't even want to hear the truth?
See, that's my thing.
I had to catch myself so I wouldn't swear, but no.
Yeah.
I think they already know the truth and don't want to accept it and don't care.
At that point, yeah.
Right.
That's what I feel.
Right.
Yeah.
I just hate that people are that way.
Yeah. And that's what's scary about it is that, you know, because as you know, like, defending family members and this and that from lies and stuff like that has always been something that's been dear to us. But at the same time,
right,
we have, you know, I think it was a statistic. It was just about just America, because that's obviously where we live. And it's like 40% of the people just don't agree with, you know, and it's like there's always that 10% swing vote, you know, but there's 40% of the people just are complete opposite sides of everything. Doesn't matter what it is. And so my mindset is like, I'm never going to get 40% of the people agreeing with me anyway. So why am I wasting, you know, it's always you think I can, you know, if that one person gets knowledge and, you know, but it's like, it's a lot of work, you know.
It's a lot of work. And it's just like,
for me, it's more just about surrounding myself with people who are positive and like-minded.
Yeah. I would say, and that are open to listening to things, and because you can't have a dialogue with someone that's closed-minded.
But
period.
See, that's the problem.
That's
on
true.
Social media, you get a lot of those kind of people that don't care about being open-minded. They don't care. They just want to be negative.
Yeah.
They just want to get something from you. They want to get a rise.
Mm-hmm.
That's their whole point. That's their whole purpose.
Yeah.
You know, so that's all. Mm-hmm. They don't care what you write, what you say, what you post. They just want the negative.
Well, I think before, too, also, now with social media as well, is that you can find someone that believes like you believe. And before, you would at least have to research and kind of understand. But there's now ignorant people are also clamoring together and staying ignorant. You know, mm-hmm. It's like, oh, you know.
Right.
So it's like it's for them, it's comfort.
The blind leading the blind.
Yeah, it's like, you know, they're all in an ignorant room and being like, hey.
So then here's my question.
A lot of fun here.
Here's my question. Why is it that we constantly go to that one negative? And I'm guilty too. I think a lot of people are. Why is it the one, if 10 things are written, why is it the one negative thing that you pay attention to?
I have the answer for that since I do my research. Not change. It's because as human beings, and this goes all the way back to, you know, just being from primates kind of thing in terms of, it's the feeling of wanting to be accepted, acceptance, being part of something, We're social animals. We want to be part of a group.
But if it's 90% positive and there's one person that's negative, how come you don't feel accepted?
Because you want to be liked. That's the thing.
So forget the 9 other people. It's that one person. You want him or her
that
to
person,
like you.
Why
well.
Doesn't that person like me? Or what does that person have against me? That's what you focus on because you want to be liked, period.
That makes sense to me.
You know,
I think that's a flaw that we all have to fix, because there's people out there that regardless of what you are or what you do, they won't like you.
I'll put it in baseball terms for you. Didn't you have that one ump that you swore that didn't like you or something? And you always wondered why he had his personal vendetta against you.
Yeah, that's people.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But
that's people.
But you're like, why isn't this guy like me?
That's people though. Yeah. Everybody's not going to like you.
Yeah.
And some people won't like you just to not like you.
100%.
Because you have 9 people that like you, they'll say, I'm not going to like you. You got 9 people that like you. I'm not going to like you.
I'm going to be the one to not like you.
So why are you going to waste your time and your energy trying to get the person to like you?
That's why I'm not on social media as much as I should be, for that reason.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't like it. Sorry, Tiffany.
Sorry for the...
That's okay. It's just that I just have to try to... I guess everybody has to do it, like sort out the truth from the fiction and all that sort of stuff. But I'm really glad that you guys managed to help me prove somebody very close to me wrong. Because I know a few calls back, I told you that my uncle thought that you were just voice actors.
Right.
And
I remember that.
And, you know, he didn't think that I was talking to Jackson. He didn't think anything. And June 9th, I was able to meet your father and your Uncle Marlon and your Uncle Jackie after one of their concerts.
I saw that, actually. You posted that, correct?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
And I'm just waiting until I can get a very nice, large print out of it to put in my dining room to invite my uncle over and just like, ta-da.
I love
think
it.
It was Photoshop.
Yeah, he definitely.
Just kind of rubby.
He's going to think
oh
it's
Oh, my God. I don't even think he'd know what Photoshop is because he's still on a desktop.
I love it.
Well, thank you so
but
much.
But, yeah, you guys are just, in all of the sea of negativity and everything, you guys are very positive. And it's just like with Carol and everybody else who calls in and says, you guys really are doing a tremendous service. You're filling a great void that needs to be filled. And, you know, we just really can't thank you enough. We really can't.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And, you know, it really is. I mean, I'd probably be here for hours and hours and hours thanking you guys. But, you know, everything you do is just so wonderful. And, you know, don't stop. Keep on. And you mentioned Nicola earlier mm-hmm. in the broadcast about her father. She's been trying to call in. Her husband's been trying to call in. She wanted me to thank you guys for putting a spotlight on that. And, you know, knowing that she has your support and everything is just
of course, yeah.
means so much to her during that difficult time.
Of course. Yeah. And you know, I thank you guys as well, because you guys really have, I came late to it because I had to catch up on reading certain things, but I had already seen that all of you guys had tweeted to her or comforted her in some way, and that's what we're doing here, is we're building a community of support and hope and love, and I love that aspect of it. That's mm-hmm. what we want. We want to grow this even bigger for that reason, because to counter all the negativity that's going on in the world. So you guys give us that support right. and that love and that energy as well. So thank you.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you guys go because I know you probably have tons of calls coming in, but I just wanted to put in my input and thank you guys.
Wow, thank you so much, Tiffany.
Take care, Tiffany.
All right, you too. Oh, and congratulations, Taj, to you and Tayana.
Ah, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye, Tiffany.
All right. Bye-bye.
See, I'm trying not to hang up on anybody. We're going to take one last call.
Yeah, we can squeeze one left.
No, we just lost that person.
Okay.
Maybe they'll call back.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, a lot of people are thanking us for the show.
Yeah, it's completely the opposite. It should be opposite.
I really feel like, I mean, a lot of the guests that come on, I've learned so much from them. And then also with the listeners, you know, and the people that tweet in and comment. I think everybody's helping each other, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah,
we got some amazing couple people. More minutes. We're going to take one more call.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Hello. Oh, I think we missed him. Don't know who it was.
Okay.
But we're getting down there.
No,
I guess we'll wrap up. We got a couple more.
Yeah, I mean, that, I think we're very fortunate and lucky in that way that, you know, when we first started this, that's what we wanted to build, was a community mm-hmm. so that people didn't feel alone in their grief and loss. Yeah. Remember? Taking, and that's kind of what's happening right now. So I'm so happy about that.
Todd, I'm going to take it.
He's making that decision.
We don't have a lot of time.
Hello.
Hello. We don't have a lot of time, but I did want to answer your phone call. Who's calling?
Yeah, it's Marlene from France.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
How are you doing?
Very well. I just wanted to call from the topic on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry for my bad English.
No, we understand everything you're saying.
Okay, it's okay. I don't take social media very important for me.
Mm-hmm.
I just take it as an entertainment, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
And because I'm super sensitive, and so I just see the positive things on social media.
Okay.
And I share some things which are very positive for me, like my children or a nice photo or nice picture, you know.
Yes.
And I think it's the key to be, I don't know how to tell, just to stay positive on social media. You know, you don't have to take it too much important as the life in general, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point. I definitely, I like what you said about as using it as entertainment, and in that way,
yeah,
it's not a necessity. It's something that, an addition that you can turn off and on.
Yeah.
And so I like the word entertainment. That's a good word to use.
Definitely. Definitely.
Yeah, because in life, you know, you don't have every person who likes you or who likes you, or you just someone who criticizes you every time. So you have just to let it go and do what you want in life and to be proud of you and just enjoy your life, yes. You know?
Well, thank you so much.
That's
that was
very well said.
We're wrapping up the show, but I really love that call. Thank you so much. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love hearing it from a French point of view too. Thank you for calling in from France.
That's not easy for me, but
no,
that's okay. All right, I love you guys.
Love you too.
Take care. Thank you for calling.
Bye. She's no problem. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. She said it perfect.
Yeah.
You know, I guess you have to filter out, you know, the positives and the negatives, and it's just hard to avoid certain things on social media, but we have to do our best
and not let it affect us.
It's like, you know, I use it for sports, entertainment, but you know, it's so big, social media, and the people I follow, of course, the big things are going to repost and retweet, and you're going to see it one way or another. Mm-hmm. So you get caught up in it, but overall, I guess you just have to be careful with everything.
Stay positive. Stay positive. There's a lot of people out there that are that love you, or community. I think community, doing it together.
Yeah.
You know,
I think that's important. All right. Well, that's our show. We're going to wrap it up. We want to thank everybody for calling in and helping us and contributing. If you want to know more about DD Jackson Foundation, you can visit the website at www.ddjf.org. Also, you can leave comments and tweets on Twitter at DDJ Foundation. Mm-hmm. Facebook is DEEDEE Jackson Foundation. Instagram is at DD Jackson Foundation. Thank you all. We'll see you next Wednesday. Anything else? Am I missing anything?
Nope.
Good to go?
Yes.
All right, guys. That's our show, and we will see you next week. Thanks.
Bye bye.
Thank you for listening to The Power of Love. We are here to provide hope, resources, and a community so no one feels alone in their grief. Support for our Power of Love radio show comes from a variety of generous donors, including supporters from institutions, individuals, and corporations through the DD Jackson Foundation. DDJF is a nonprofit 501c3 organization.